Second, James Brown, the godfather of soul music, godfather, retired HBO godfather, is on the line from Southern California to talk about the husband of Patricia Stitch Merchant. How are you this morning, sir? And I got the name right, didn't I?
You did, sir. Can I go home now?
No, I blow that name all the time. You know I blow that name all the time. So, I mean, I didn't even write it down.
Well, we are advancing in your society.
Okay, let's talk about the life and the career of Marvin Hagler. Of course, come to us, he was a rough guy. I mean, he turned pro after just a couple amateur fights in 1973, came up the hard way, fought in club fights in other guys' hometowns like Philly and places like that. And yet he persevered. I mean, at the end of the day, he was the undisputed world middleweight champion.
Yes, and it both inspired and haunted him, that kind of start. When Sugar Ray Leonard shot out of the 1976 Olympics and was on television in his first professional prize fight, and then went on from there to be a star within months, if not weeks or days, it drove him a little crazy because he had put so much time into it, and because he had such a hard path to get half of the recognition that Ray Leonard did.
You know, Larry, he was the only guy that I parsed my words with. And I mean, I didn't parse my words with anybody, but with him, I walked around on eggshells, whether it was in the gym, whether we were in Mexico, whether he was retired, we were in France together, we were in Spain together. But each time I sort of tiptoed around him, I guess I was scared. I mean, that's the best way I could put it.
Is this show about you or about Marvin Hagler?
No, but I'm just trying to say that's how intimidating the guy was. I mean, he just was a
He felt he had to be that. He had to win everybody's respect. It took him a long road to get to a title. Titles weren't thrown around as freely in those days as they are today. And it could have easily defeated him, but it spurred him on. He knew how good he was. He knew how strong and tough he was. And he kept driving and driving and became a champion. And I'll never forget the day we were up there in maybe Boston, I'm not sure. And he announced that he had legally, and I don't know what he meant by legally, changed his name to Marvelous Marvin Hagler. I don't want to say that's unique in boxing. Sugar Ray Robinson was not born Sugar Ray Robinson after all. And many prize fighters took kind of stage names, but he felt that he needed to get behind himself because nobody else would.
We talk about Marvin Hagler. Of course, he retired middleweight champion of the world, passed away at the age of 66 or 68. And again, Hagler's age is coming into controversy in his passing. I mean, I've seen news reports where he was 66. I've seen news reports where he was 68. We always, that was one thing I never brought up with him. I never brought up his age. I remember I had the questions in front of me. I'll never forget this. They set me down for an interview with him at Johnny Taco's gym in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I had the camera rolling the whole nine yards, and they gave me these questions, and one of them was about to ask him about his age. And I remember scratching that question out, saying, nah, I don't want to go there. I was absolutely, he was intimidating. So let's put it, I'm reiterating that fact.
You were an agitator.
Yeah, I know. Well,
everybody.
Well, you know, but he knew it. I guess he knew it. Anyway, talking about, of course, Marvin Hagler, 62-3. The three losses, the only loss that he didn't avenge, of course, was to Ray Leonard, and that was controversial at the end. And we talked about the scoring of that fight a couple different places, and he was stuck to it that he won, and he wasn't going to be budged off that position, and I wasn't going to push him too hard on that one. But He was real bitter. We'll play an interview with him later where he wasn't bitter. That was a recent interview. But he was so bitter. I mean, every time I talked to him, it was like, Leonard, Leonard. You know, it's like 20 years later.
Yeah, well, as I said, you know, Red Leonard was made for the television age. He had a big, magical smile. He was a hell of a fighter, a boxer, and a banger. And for some reason, he was one of those rare athletes who just pops out at everybody. And people fell in love with him and wanted to follow his career from fight one. And Marvin had to fight his way up to fight one.
Yeah.
Fighting tough guys from Philadelphia. But he learned his craft that way, and he used his bitterness as a super fuel.
But I think he got him because he tried to outbox Ray Leonard instead of trying to steamroll Ray Leonard like he probably should have done.
Well, you're right. You're 100% right. I can remember, as I'm sure you can, that before his memorable fight with Tommy Hearns, how Marvin stood in the corner banging his fists against his stomach, his arms, and I had never seen him do that, and I thought to myself, what's going on here? Well, it soon became apparent. He was pouring more fuel on the fire. He was getting himself worked up to fight a guy who had been a smaller fighter. Mm-hmm. Hearns was a welterweight for much of his career. And he was a middleweight. And he went out, and maybe in the first minute and a half, Hearns cracked him with one of the best right hands I ever saw him hit anybody with, and nothing happened.
He blinked.
And right from there, I don't know if I said it at the time, but I know I thought it at the time, this fight is over. If Tommy Hearns can hit anyone with his best shot and the guy didn't blink, then raise the other guy's hand. And it was one of the most memorable 8 minutes of a prize fight in modern history. But when he fought Ray Leonard, he wanted to prove that he could outbox the great Ray Leonard. Instead of coming out southpaw, which he was a natural southpaw, he came out right-handed. And he was going to surprise Ray Leonard. He was going to outwit him as well as outhit him. And by the time he awakened, halfway through the fight, the crowd was into it for Leonard. So little was expected of Leonard at that stage of his career because he had been mostly idle for the five previous years. Mm-hmm. And to see Ray Leonard suddenly in the fight, he won the drama of the fight by the time Marvin woke up and realized that he was giving away rounds he shouldn't have.
You know, we were in Mexico City, and he said to me, who do you think won the fight? And I said, oh, I think you sort of gave away the first four rounds, and then, you know, you let Ray steal three rounds down the stretch. In other words, I said, I sort of parsed it that way so he wouldn't get mad at me. I mean,
right.
again being scared of Marvin Hagler. Anyway, Godfather, you have a good day, and kiss the Godmama for me, please.
I will try.
The Godfather, Larry Merchant, exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well did he fight? I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. He punched good.